KD Country 94 weather.
The annual Millapalooza Car Show and Celebration is almost here. Wholesale Liquor on Highway 24 in Beloit is celebrating with their last Friday First Drink event. This Friday, September 29th from 4 to 6 p.m. Enjoy a special Millapalooza drink and new fall favorites. Plus, you can win various giveaways and receive discounts on all wines inside the store. Hungry? John's Meat Master Barbecue will be on site for lunch and dinner. It's Wholesale Liquor's last Friday First Drink event. This Friday, September 29th from 4 to 6 p.m. on Highway 24 in Beloit.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Lots of sunshine this afternoon with highs around 82. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear again tonight, lows level off around 55. Highs level off around 81. Tomorrow, clear skies. High of 92. Thursday, under sunny skies. 90 Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 75.
If your car needs some TLC from rough road conditions or simply has suffered damage recently, then DeVore Auto Body and Collision in Beloit is the name to know. They can fix up your vehicle and make it look great again. DeVore offers paintless dent repair, car and truck dent repair, rust repair to full refinishing. DeVore also offers 24-hour wrecker service, plus Doug and his staff offer heavy duty and semi-towing and does semi-body repair. Free estimates available by calling 785-534-1982. DeVore Auto Body and Collision, located at 700 Brook Avenue in Beloit, here for you in your vehicle's time of need. Book your appointment for the Mitchell County Health Department's Health Fair, October 9th through October 12th from 6:30 to 9 a.m. at the Health Department, and Friday morning, 6:30 to 9 a.m. at the NCK Technical College in Beloit. The Health Fair includes blood draws, flu and COVID shots, and vital sign checks. Blood draws are not billable to insurance and no receipt is provided. Flu shots are billable to insurance, so bring your insurance card, regular flu shot for 6 months or older, and high dose for those 65 years or older. Also available are lab tests, including health panels, TSH and AIC test, and PSA tests for men. To schedule your appointment, call the Mitchell County Health Department, 738-5175. The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Financial incentives offered through the pilot North Central Kansas Regional Relocation Program attracted 38 new residents and assisted in the purchase of 25 homes in the region in the past year. The pilot program officially launched August 15th of 2022 and concluded in spring of 2023. It was available in Cloud, Ellsworth, Jewell, Lincoln, Mitchell, Ottawa, Republic, and Saline counties. The program helped make home ownership more affordable for those relocating to the region by reducing the barriers of down payments and closing costs. This initiative would not have been possible without the generous assistance from the Dane G. Hansen Foundation and tremendous support we received from area banks and economic development groups, said program manager Keegan Bailey. The program offered a combination of 0% down payment assistance, loan of $10,000, and closing cost grant of $2,500 when purchasing a home of $50,000 or greater. In total, it impacted 64 residents living in 25 households. Of the residents who accessed the program, 15 moved from out of state, 26 moved from within North Central Kansas, and 23 moved from elsewhere in Kansas. The total value of the 25 homes purchased was $3.4 million, with $312,500 coming from the pilot program. To be eligible, home buyers had to relocate to an eligible county in North Central Kansas within 18 months of the request. The primary bank loan also had to be provided by a bank having a physical location in the North Central Kansas Regional Planning Commission 12 County service area. Bailey went on to say the program offered new residents up to 18 months to experience all the region had to offer before staking roots here. We were really encouraged by the program's results and positive local impacts in the region. That story and press release is posted at our website, kdcountry94.com. Have a job opening to tell you about. Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service grain accounting position in their Beloit office. This full-time position is focused on providing quality service to their customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until position is filled. To apply, please contact Julie, 738-0763. Email julie.harrison at cvacoop.com or send a resume to Agmark LLC, Attention Julie, P.O. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas, 67420. Today's Community Calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th Independence and Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, Smith Center. And they remind you to attend the Walk Run for Life this Sunday, October 1st at 3 p.m. at Chautauqua Park in Beloit. There'll be a 5K run, 5K walk, 1 mile walk, and kids races. $25 entry fee includes free t-shirt while supplies last, meal, door prizes, and entertainment. Register today at heartchoicesbeloit.com or call 738-3433. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Mixon makes a cut. Joe Mixon! Tonight's first touchdown, and the Bengals go on top.
That touchdown put the Bengals up 16-9 in the third quarter. They would go on to win over the Rams in Monday Night Football. More on the game coming up, and also more on the Eagles and Buccaneers, who also played Monday night. Local volleyball scores from Monday. The schedule for today, the new Kansas State High School Activities Association classifications are out. K-State basketball coach Jerome Tang has a new contract. Some Big 12 football players of the week from Kansas. And the Royals continue tonight. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. High school volleyball from Monday night at the Southern Cloud Triangular. The Lakeside Lady Knights winning both of their matches, beating Southern Cloud 25-16 and 25-13. They beat Pike Valley 25-11 and 25-20. More volleyball coming up this evening. Beloit is at Southeast of Saline in NCAA League action at 5 o'clock. You can catch the matches on the Beloit Trojan Channel at ncksports.com. There will be a varsity, JV, and varsity on the video stream there again beginning at 5 o'clock this evening in Rural Gypsum. Lakeside and Stockton at the Northern Valley Triangular. Osborne and Southern Cloud are the Tescott Triangular in the Northern Plains League. Sylvan, Lucas, and Rock Hills at Pike Valley tonight. Lincoln and Natoma at Thunder Ridge. In the Mid-Continent League, Smith Center's at the Russell Quad this afternoon and evening. And in the NCKL, Concordia is hosting Wamego. For the latest in local sports, you can always visit ncksports.com. You can also read about the Kansas State High School Activities Association new classifications. This year's classifications are for everything but football. There are only two changes from the areas. Concordia moves to 4A from 3A by one student, 323 students at the bottom of the 4A ranks and 322 at the top of 3A. Lincoln's up to 2A from 1A with 111 students. That's three more than the 1A cap of 108. All other area schools remain in their same class, with Beloit in 3A, Smith Center in 2A, Lakeside, Osborne, Rock Hills, St. John's, Sylvan, Lucas, Thunder Ridge, Tipton, Glasgow, Miltonville, and Pike Valley all in 1A. Football classifications have been released for the 2024 and 2025 seasons as well. So coming up next football season and in the next 2 year cycle, Lakeside and Sylvan Lucas are both moving up to 8A Division 1 from Division 2, while Lincoln and Rock Hills will stay in Division 1. Osborne, St. John's, Tipton, Thunder Ridge, and Pike Valley all remain in Division 2. Beloit will stay in 2A, Smith Center stays 1A, and Concordia remains in 3A. Full classifications and breakdowns for all of that are posted at ncksports.com. In the college ranks, K-State and basketball coach Jerome Tang have reached an agreement on a new 7-year contract through the 2029-30 season. It replaces the original 6-year deal. Tang will be paid $3 million for the upcoming season. He'll get a $100,000 increase in each remaining year. If he stays at K-State, he will also receive $200,000 retention bonuses following the next 4 seasons. The full details of the contract can be found at kstatesports.com. On the football field, KU and K-State each had Big 12 Players of the Week. K-State running back DJ Giddens named the Offensive Player of the Week after gaining 293 yards from scrimmage with 270 yards and 4 touchdowns rushing in the Wildcats' 44-31 win over UCF. KU cornerback Kobe Bryant was the Defensive Player of the Week with a forced fumble return for a touchdown and an interception in KU's 38-27 win over BYU. For much more on the awards, you can visit Big12Sports.com. Well, as of the beginning of the sportscast in Monday Night Football, the Bengals picked up their first win, beating the Rams 19-16. Evan McPherson hit 4 field goals. Joe Mixon scored the lone touchdown for the Bengals, put them up 19-9. Rams scored with just over a minute left, but were unable to recover the onside kick. Since he's now 1-2, the Rams fell to 2-1. In the other game in Tampa Bay, the Eagles moved to 3-0 with a 25-11 win over the Buccaneers, who dropped to 2-1. Jalen Hurts threw for 277 yards and a score and ran for another touchdown in the win. Finally in sports, after having Monday off, the Kansas City Royals are set to start their final week of the regular season. The 54-102 Royals open a 3-game series with the 73-83 Tigers in Detroit tonight. Game 1 at 5:40 with Zach Greinke starting for the Royals against Reese Olson of the Tigers. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportcast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.